Going into the final days of the presidential campaign, the U.S. occupation of Iraq has dominated the headlines. Over the weekend, an endless discussion has taken place over the tons of missing high explosives at a military facility in Iraq and the new federal probe into Halliburton's Iraqi contracts. WSCL takes a look at what voters here in Salisbury are thinking about Iraq and the election. Erica Mitri prepared this report with production assistance from Carnesha Morris as part of a joint project with the Salisbury University.
Americans are evenly divided in the polls concerning the war in Iraq. A recent survey found that 48% of Americans approved of the way Bush was handling the situation, while another 48% disapproved. Barbara Kolber, retired from Salisbury, Maryland, supports Bush and will vote for him in the upcoming election. Yet she has doubts whether the war overseas is really making headway.
I hate the war. I don't know that anyone could do a great job with what you're working with there. The culture is so different from ours.
Bob Pesto, also retired, did not know who to support in the election and still had questions concerning the war.
Whether it was justified, I don't know. If it really was or wasn't, but if it needed to be done, it needed to be done.
With charges and countercharges between the president and his Democratic challenger, John Kerry, there appears to be confusion about what's really going on in Iraq. Again, Bob Pesto.
It's hard to say with the negatives from one side to the other side, and that you don't even know what to believe. I mean, they tell so many untruths and so much distorted information, you don't know who to believe.
Like other Kerry supporters, Robin Miles, a nurse, is highly skeptical of the war and U.S. involvement in Iraq.
I understood Osama bin Laden and Afghanistan, but I don't understand how we went from Afghanistan to Iraq.
Some women found the war to hit close to home. Robin Miles and Gail Coombs shared similar concern for their own sons. Robin Miles is sure to vote for Kerry, yet Gail Coombs is still undecided.
Naturally, I support the armed services that are serving over there, but just because I do that, I don't support why they're over there. I have a son that's 21. And so, you know, naturally, I think about him being forced to serve in something that we don't think is right.
My son is still in the Air Force Reserve. He's a fighter pilot, and I just pray to God every day that he doesn't get called back.
And a recent survey found that about a third of the soldiers in Iraq felt that the war had little value. Back on the home front, Americans are currently deeply divided about the war, and Salisbury residents seem to reflect that sentiment. For WSCL, this is Erica Mitri.